Our time here is limited. And in a weird way, that inspires me. I think about that a lot, especially when I get down. I be like, girl, you're gonna die one day. So you need to get up and live. Like, you need to take advantage of the days that are in your life. What you are meant to do is bigger than what you are going through. One of the things that I've been asking God for is to show me you outside of the traditional ways that we are taught to learn you. I don't want to feel the pressure for my spirituality to have to look a certain way based on things that we were taught that I don't even know if I subscribe to anymore. Same time, I was like, wait a minute, because I'm not Sarah Jakes. Okay, I'm finna be down to the ball all summer with little bitty shorts on. So,
and I am very intentional in this season about rewriting what a good life, a fulfilled life, an intentional, impactful life looks like for me.
This one is for the millennial who is currently experiencing extreme growing pains. Let's go beneath the seams. Life can be so complex. The human experience is far more expansive than what we can see, and we spend so much time just trying to figure it out. We put on makeup, nice clothing, and we go out into the world trying to hold it all together. When beneath those seams, we are being ripped apart. Some of the ripping is self-inflicted, some of it is because of the pressure of society, but all of it is limiting. Limiting in our quest to just simply be who we truly are. We're more complex than we give ourselves credit for. We fill our brains with popular sayings like, oh, it ain't that serious, loosen up, or just live a little. But life in itself is a deep, non-surface level experience, and sometimes it can be pretty serious. So often we force ourselves to only exist at the surface, never allowing ourselves to be fully exposed. We let the layers pile up until the pressure becomes too much to bear, and then we rip. Sometimes into shreds, and a lot of the times in silence. Beneath means to go below the surface, and seams are what are supposed to keep us joined together. Because we are taught, no matter what, you just have to keep yourself together. We create this image, never letting people in, never going beneath the seams. I don't know if we ever get the answers we expect from life, but I'm starting to find peace in the process of just figuring it out. Instead of forcing the complexities of this human experience to be hidden, let's peel back the layers and go beneath them. Beneath the Seams, a love letter to millennials who are just trying to figure it out.
Beneath the Seams, the podcast, now available on all platforms.
Welcome back to another episode of Beneath the Seams. I am your host, Kayla Riggins, and this is the space where we peel back the layers and we talk about the things y'all don't be wanting to talk about, okay? This is the safe seat. This is the scene seat. This is the seat where y'all get all up in my business, okay? And in return, I get back up in y'all business. But this is the place where we talk about the things that people don't want to be talked about. People don't want to be talked about. Girl, what? This is the space where we talk about the things people don't be wanting to talk about so that we can ultimately reveal our true selves and live a beautiful human experience where we were authentically us. That is the goal. That's why I do this. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. And if you landed across this, you are my people. If you stayed for a while, you clicked through, maybe this is your third or fourth episode, you are my people. So I'm happy to be back in the safe seat and in the scene seat, and I am happy that you are here. So y'all, I am in a growth season, and it's interesting because I can't really see it, right? We often measure growth by something tangible, like, oh, my hair is growing. It's an inch longer than it was my last wash day. Like, you can see it. We measure growth by, oh, I lost 5 pounds. That's growth in the direction of, you know, me losing weight or getting healthier. I made more money. I have more followers. Those are usually, you know, the metrics that we use. We're taught to measure growth by metrics. And one of the things that I'm realizing is my growth, more so than ever in this season, is measured by personal fulfillment. Am I showing up and doing the things that I love, having great experiences while doing it, and of course, being myself?
that is growth for me. Every time I can unlock a new level, experience a new thing where I get to be myself, I feel like I'm growing, because we are conditioned to do so much of stuff that we never really wanted to do, things that were never a part of our vision. And I think we finally get to a place where we're like, I'm not going to do that. And I think that's the painful part of the growing pains that I'm having right now is, girl, I want to turn around and run in the other direction so bad. They call it growing pains for a reason. And I kind of think that's the space that I want to like speak from today, is basically growing is inevitable. Growing is uncomfortable. Growing hurts, but we're going to have to get over it. Growth is scary, but we are going to have to get over it. And I'm currently in a season of actively getting over it. One of the things that is so important to me right now is this podcast, is this space, is these conversations. But as I've mentioned to you guys in a previous episode or two, this don't pay the bills. And so I know that it will. I know that it has potential to. I know that I have a message that deserves to be monetized. I've done it before in other areas of my business, but it's very hard sometimes to concentrate on this, which I love the most, when I feel like I need to be running my business, securing clients, doing things that make me money. And in conversations with God, I heard him say, go do what I told you to do, and I got you. Like, trust that your message is tied to a greater being, a greater, what you are here to do is bigger than you. So if you listen to me, if you go be obedient, I got you. I'm not going to let you go without. And so that's the faith walk that I'm on. And when I think about how I'm measuring growth, it's my ability to consistently be obedient in this season. That's how I'm measuring growth, because I told y'all I want to run away, right? So I'm human though. And the last couple of episodes, if we could go, can we go beneath the seams? Can we be all the way real? I am anti-metrics, all of those things. Numbers do matter, but I try not to let them influence decisions that are not authentically aligned, right? So I think looking at the metrics, looking at the data, no matter what job you have, whether you are a high school principal, whether you are a content creator or a doctor, numbers and metrics and data is a part of our lives and our jobs, and we make decisions based on that. I'm in a space where I want to, of course, allow the metrics to, I want to allow the metrics to help me make smart business decisions, but I don't want the metrics to dictate my message. Meaning, I don't want the numbers of how the podcast is performing or all of the things that's going on with it to influence what I'm doing, because I believe that there is a bigger message, a bigger power, a bigger influence tied to what I'm doing. And I'm sharing that because this week I got some confirmation of that. And it sent me running. Y'all, I got so scared because I'm like, oh my God, I'm in a growth season. I don't want to be focused on the numbers, but here are the numbers that are better than other episodes. So now what do I do with this information? And I want to stay grounded in show up, clock in, do what you feel is necessary from your heart. Do what you feel God told you to do. I told you guys, I pray a prayer before every episode that God use me, help me be a vessel, help this message reach whoever it's supposed to reach. And this week I got a strong confirmation in a way that really, really scared me. And it made me want to like backpedal a little bit, which is why I'm saying to y'all and to myself, growing is scary, but girl, you got to get over it. So we're going to go beneath the comments a little early in the show today. So we'll go back to the comment section later in the episode. But right now we need to go beneath the comments, because it is very much the grounding point for how I want you guys to understand that I am going through so much. We are all going through so much of the same thing. So on the last episode, there was a comment. And the young lady said, I always just assume it's a young lady, 'cause I know I'm a woman. But there's no way to really know. But on the last episode, it was titled Small Talk is Ruining Our Lives. Such a great listen. Go listen to it if you haven't. This user, the bartender, I love that name because when it comes to a drink, I'm going to have it. The bartender, she says, I absolutely love your videos. They're so beautiful, hopeful, and so genuine. The subjects of your videos are things I've always thought about and tried to talk to others about. It's amazing to have almost an hour of it. I've never been a religious person. I was briefly raised Catholic until around 12 when I declared to my father that I don't believe in God. And in parentheses, she says, this is a trauma response looking back at it. And so she said she labeled herself from there agnostic. But these videos have actually made me revisit my relationship with God. And it's been a very warm experience. Y'all, I read that. I started to see, first of all, my mouth was open for a smooth 30 seconds. Like, real reaction was like, I was so shook and taken aback by that. And I started to tear up a little bit because I'm like, me? Because I spoke about in that episode feeling like, you know, my prayers were petty sometimes, or that people who were like real spiritual people had more of a connection to God. And sometimes, you know, that's things that I would struggle with in my walk. And so I was like, me? Something I said is making you reevaluate your relationship with God? Y'all, that's so big. That's so much bigger than me. And so immediately I'm like, well, thank you, God, because I prayed for that, because I started freaking out. And then y'all know I feel like God talks to me how I talk to myself. So I'm freaking out. And God was like, well, girl, didn't you ask me to use you as a vessel? Do you want to be a vessel or not? What's going on? And so immediately I was convicted by saying, well, Kayla, you prayed for this. You asked intentionally every single time for this message to reach who it needs to be, and for who it needs to reach, and for there to be impact and action taken because of that. And yes, God is right. That is what I pray for. But the affirming evidence of this helping people in a way that I intended it to help them, it was scary to me to read. I think if I'm being honest, so after I had that experience of reading it, I think another thing that really scared me was, y'all, I love God. And trap music. Like, I never want to be, because I view myself as a spiritual person. I believe in God. But I never want to be this person or this pillar that people look to for righteousness, because it's going to be righteous and ratchet over here. Okay. And one of the things that I've been asking God for is to show me you outside of the traditional ways that we are taught to learn you. So I told y'all that I had been wanting to get to know more about who I am. And I feel like the way to do that is to go figure out who God is, because that's who made you. So if God created me, I need to know him to know more about me. And religion and spirituality will tell you, in order to know God, you got to go read your words. You got to go get in your Bible. And so I have been actively reading the Bible and studying scripture for about the past year and a half now. And recently I started to say, okay, this is nice. This resonates with me, but God, I want to see you outside of just what's in scripture. And now some people not going to agree with this, and that's their business. Okay. This is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? So some people not going to agree that you should be going anywhere outside of the Bible to understand and know who God is. But I prayed a very specific prayer. I said, God, I want to see you in conversations, in relationships, in television shows. I want to feel your presence when the wind blows in the trees. Like, show me who you are without it having to be me seeking you through religious or traditional means. And the reason why I prayed that prayer is because I want to be myself. It is so important for me to have this experience, right? Life is very short, and I want to live it in a way that is authentically who I am. And the more I started to read the Bible, and the more you start to like align yourself with other religious practices or spirituality, and even though I consider myself more spiritual than religious, you do start to get in your head and judge the way you're living a little bit. And that's why I told y'all, when it comes to a drink, I'm going to have it. I think it is the symbolism in that lady name being the bartender and that being her username on YouTube and then her saying, I've inspired her to reevaluate her relationship with God. There's symbolism in that because I like to drink, y'all. I'm going to be down to the bar. Let me tell you something. This summer, I'm going to be in booty shorts twerking on somebody's son. With a margarita in one hand and my purse in the other. Like, I like to live my life and I like to enjoy things and I like to go out and be vibrant and be personable. It is a part of who I am and I feel fulfilled when I'm doing it. I was having a conversation with my line sister, who's also my friend, Bree, and I was telling her, I was like, hey, I realized that my personal life is important to me, like very much so. Like there needs to be a line item in my budget for personal expenditures. I need to have money to go out and go out to eat, try new restaurants. I need to have money to go down to the bar. Like I need to have money to socialize. It makes me feel rejuvenated when I'm able to express myself and have great conversation and, you know, just be out and experience people. And so I asked God, show me you in those experiences too. I don't want to feel the pressure for my spirituality to have to look a certain way based on things that we were taught that I don't even know if I subscribe to anymore. And so I got a little scared when the bartender left me that message because I'm like, First of all, I feel like that's how you see God. I never subscribe to when religious people like to scold you and tell you, this is what you need to be doing. This is what you're doing wrong. Da, 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 da. I'm like, that's not the way to God. I feel like you're supposed, the Bible says, go and make disciples, right? And so in that, in being a disciple, you're supposed to embody and live in a way where people see you and they're like, well, let me go see what this God thing is about because I'm picking up what she putting down. And if God is responsible for that, I need to go see what God is about for myself. Or, you know, to exist in a way in your kindness, people should experience you in a way that draws you closer to God more than scolding you and telling you what you should do. So it's basically you should show them rather than tell them. That's what I've always thought. By way of me living my life, I should inspire you or if I'm sold up with the Spirit of the Lord, you should be more attracted to know who He is if I'm doing a good job at living my life in a way that is approving by Him. And that's what I felt like her comment was a honestly a beautiful depiction of. It's like just you being you, sharing your experiences and being vulnerable in these conversations and talking about God along the way has inspired me to revisit that relationship myself. So in a way it was like, yes, that's the point. That's exactly what I want. But at the same time, I was like, wait a minute. Cause I'm not Sarah Jakes. Okay. I'm finna be down to the ball all summer with little bitty shorts on. So I don't want to be, you know, don't make me the pillar of what it looks like to have this holier than thou relationship. And I shook myself out of that immediately. And I said, no, Kayla, this is exactly what you wanted. This is what you prayed for. This is the desires of your heart, is that you can authentically be who you are, still love God and God loves you too. And because of that, people are inspired to be who they are, right? And so that's kind of like the space I've been in all week because that's growth. That's spiritual growth. That is growth in terms of my message, my voice, my platform. And so one of the things I noticed going back to the metrics part, the past two podcast episodes, first of all, if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, please stop, rate, and review right now. Baby, the reviews over there is struggling. But that's okay. That's all right because we're not getting wrapped up in the numbers, okay? But it does help. So I would appreciate it if you would, okay? If you are watching on YouTube, leave a comment, okay? Subscribe. All of those things really help. And so trying to live a life that is backed by my message and not metrics, I noticed that my past two podcast interviews are coming. That was a manifestation, okay? Interviews are coming. But my last two podcast episodes, they reached over 1,000 views, both of them. Now, YouTube is the one platform, for those of you who don't know, in my professional career, content creation and personal brand strategy. That's how I make my money. I serve clients and women who want to build brands and grow their presence online using their voice, their mission, and their impact. Okay. So I work in this space. I work in this world. So I'm very familiar with the platforms and just how all of this works. It's what I've been doing full time for the past few years now. So with that being said, YouTube is that platform. Baby, you gonna earn it, okay? 1,000 views on TikTok can come very easily. 1,000 views on Instagram can come very easily. So it doesn't carry as much weight. You can post something and get 1,000 views on Instagram within an hour. But YouTube, the OG of all of this, they said, your analytics are going to be analytical. Your analytics are going to analyze exactly. We're going to tell you the truth of who this is reaching. And so 1,000 views on Instagram carries way less weight than 1,000 views on YouTube. Like, it's way more intentional. YouTube doesn't compete with like pushing algorithms and other platforms. Like, YouTube is very secure in what they got going on because they the OG. And I feel like the data over there is more rooted in actual reach than on other platforms. And so when I saw that the podcast episodes were getting more traction, I said, Now, wait a minute. What you doing, God? What's up? Because on one side of it, it's like, well, this is great. I asked for it to reach more people. So maybe those particular messages needed to be heard, right? More people needed that. But out the other side of my brain, I'm like, why is this being pushed to all of these people? What is going on? Does this mean I need to do, you know, more of this? Does that mean I need to do less of other things? And so now I start to overthink and analyze from a metric standpoint. And I'm like, this is scary. And it's making me say, oh my God, it's reaching more people, girl. Don't put an episode out this week. Right? And I know, y'all, I know that is insane. That is the opposite of what I literally teach my clients, right? Consistency is so important. But this is beneath the scenes, and I'm going to be human. I'm going to tell you the truth. And in that moment, I'm like, retreat, run, because this is starting to reach more people. Could it be that your goals and your dreams in regards to how you want this space to grow is actually like has potential to come through, come true? And in that moment, I felt God's smile, God's grace, God's kindness, God's affirmation that go do what I told you to do and trust that you will be okay. And so here I am being obedient because I feel like this is an active act of resistance. Me showing up every day, building a business, building a platform, creating content, using my message, having a mission of people that I want to help, having evidence that this is helping people, this is an active act of resistance. I am resisting everything that they used to say that I couldn't do. I am resisting all of the things that were placed on my people generations ago that we are still fighting through now in 2024. And that's how I look at content creation and using your message. And that's one of the things that keeps me coming back to the safe seat and the seen seat. I want y'all to know that this is hard. This is, whoo, girl, you better not get emotional. Give me 5 seconds because my makeup is cute today. Okay. This is hard. Like, it is very hard to focus on things that you know are bigger than you when they do not directly make you money. We live in a world where I always say if the world wasn't what it turned out to be in terms of needing so much to survive, what type of peace would we really have? What would we really be doing? Because I don't think this is what God intended for us to be doing. But, you know, man then came down and messed up the thing. So here we are. But this is very hard sometimes. I get in my head a lot. I overthink a lot. But I keep going a lot because this is an act of resistance. Spreading my message, being obedient. I believe that there are people who are uniquely aligned to me and uniquely assigned to me. And I think about you guys often. I don't know you. I've never met you. Some of you I will meet. But in my prayer time, in my spiritual time, I'm asking God, use me as a vessel. And so I'm trying to be obedient to that ask. And that's why I titled this episode, growing is scary, but we have to get over it. Y'all, we have to get over it. And I want you to know that this is my way of getting over it. It's continuing to show up to this seat. It's continuing to be obedient, to be able to reap the benefits of something that I prayed for. And so wherever you are in this season of your life, think about what it is that you need to actively do to get over it. Getting over it is an action. When you're going through a breakup, sure, you need to sit and cry for some time, but then you start doing actions to get over it. One of the things that I realized is that I wasn't acting enough to get over my growing pains, to get over my fears. I don't want to take this dark, but this is something that I talk about in my personal life all the time, which is the fact that the only way out is in. The only way out is through. Nobody makes it out the movie alive. We are all going to die. Our time here is limited. And in a weird way, that inspires me. I think about that a lot, especially when I get down. I be like, girl, you're going to die one day. So you need to get up and live. Like, you need to take advantage of the days that are in your life. Y'all know I have a TV production background. And so I always look at life as a movie. And I'm thinking, you know, I deserve to see how it ends. I deserve to add chapters and characters. I deserve to have beautiful experiences that go in this movie. And so on those days where I'm overthinking or I'm feeling stuck or I'm scared to make a move because it's painful to grow, I think about that. Who wants to watch a stagnant, boring movie? Imagine if you turned on a movie and it was the same image, same picture, the whole 90 minutes. You would turn it off. And so because we are going to be turned off by virtue of life ends for all of us, right? I want to make sure that while the movie is playing, I'm turned on, I'm turned up, the volume is high, okay? The colors are coloring, the picture is beautiful, the experiences are there, the stories are there. And that is in the form of waking up every day. You're going to have bad days. There are going to be days when you're less productive. But waking up every day and trusting my gut and making action steps towards making experiences happen that will ultimately get me to having my dreams come true, being an impact, right? And so one of the things that I've been doing to get over it is going back to the creator and being like, you show this good, like we straight, and asking for permission to really just be me. I told y'all, I don't want to have to, I think, let me actually backtrack for a second, because I think this is important. God loves us anyway, period, the end. God wants us to enjoy our lives. And so I think that sometimes I can be very hard on myself and I find myself not enjoying my days because of this image in my head that I have created for what I want my life to look like. And I don't have it just yet. And so sometimes it causes me to disregard the beauty around me. When this right here is a manifestation of something that I once wanted. And so I want you to be mindful as you are going through these growing pains to take inventory of the fact that where you are right now was once somewhere you wanted to be, because it's also evidence that you will get to the next step that you want to have as well. I think I needed to hear that for myself just now, because sometimes I get so boggled down with things aren't happening. I did a podcast episode titled God, When Is It Gonna Be My Turn? And I think sometimes I get so weighed down with wanting what's next that I'm not enjoying what's now. And that's one of the things that I'm being very intentional about as I go through these growing pains. Growth is not linear. I think that because we have so much access on social media to what other people have going on, like I can tell you what someone in South Africa is doing. They just bought a house. They just had a baby. I think because we have so much access to it, it makes it seem that growth is linear. When there are a lot of ups and downs, it's like turbulence. And I think that is what makes it painful. The beautiful thing about it is, if it were linear, it would be boring. We wouldn't have the energy, we wouldn't be energized by our stories. We wouldn't be convicted by our experiences. I enjoy my life more because of the ups and downs, because I understand how faithful God is and how powerful the reward is on the other side when you done been through some shit, okay? So that's the space that I'm in trying to overcome the growing pains and overcome the overthinking. I think I'm gonna have to do a full episode on overthinking. If you a fellow overthinker, put whoo, overthinker in the chat, because girl, it'd be crazy in here, okay? So I think that deserves its own episode for sure. But I really think that the painful parts of this experience are more beautiful than we give it credit for. And I am in a season where I am just trying to enjoy the process of growing through it. And that's what I look at as getting over it. Imperfect, intentional action. That's how I'm getting over the growing pains. It's like, you either gonna grow or you gonna stay where you are. Pick one. And honestly, staying where I am is more scary, because the movie is going to end. When the director yells cut, and the cut being God, and my movie is up, I want to be able to look back and say, I tried, I lived, I laughed, I was inspired, I put things out, I failed, I succeeded. I want to have these experiences. And I think that is the painful part of the growth, but I'm learning to find the good in the growing. I also think one of the things that is helping me get over it is redefining what these words mean to me. I'm learning that a lot of what I think and what I've taught, even though I'm very strong-minded and self-led, a lot of it is still rooted in this idea of what life is supposed to be and what life is supposed to look like. And I am very intentional in this season about rewriting what a good life, a fulfilled life, an intentional, impactful life looks like for me. And so when you think about growing being scary, let's redefine what scary is. Like, who told you that, right? What does the word scary mean? And when you think about what a lot of people are running from, myself included, it's what's on the other side of the action. And sometimes that can be a good thing, like success. I feel in my bones. I got this Jones foaming in my bones. I hit my note. Ashanti could never. But I feel, why am I like this? Thank y'all for bearing with me in my foolishness. But I feel in my bones this greater being. Beyonce has a song on the Lion King, The Gift album, where she says, if you feel insignificant, you better guess again, because you're part of something way bigger. And I truly believe that. I'm currently inside of this business program. We're actually wrapping up soon with Goldman Sachs. It's called 1 Million Black Women in Business. If you have a small business, look it up, do your Googles, apply. Such a great program. Like, I cannot praise it anymore. Like, it's just really, really good. I cannot praise it enough. And so inside of the program, you get business advisors that you meet with one-to-one, who are really hands-on inside of your business to help you grow and scale throughout the time of being in the program. And my business advisor, Dr. V, is, oh my gosh, she's just so good. Like, I know for a fact, when I talk about alignment and people being assigned to you, I was somebody who was assigned to her. Like, God knew what I needed. And so we were kind of having like a farewell session last week as the program begins to wrap up. And she went around and she was telling each scholar, that's what they call us, we're Goldman Sachs scholars. And she was just telling everyone a recap of their time and what they should lean into. And when she got to me, she said, Kayla, what you are meant to do is bigger than what you are going through. And I said, woo! Get off here! Get out of my face! Bye! Like, y'all know I love when people have a way with words. And when you can concisely just put it together for me, it really makes sense. And she said, what you are meant to do is bigger than what you are going through. And I want to pass that on to you guys. What you are here to do on earth, the people that you're meant to impact, the experiences that you're meant to have, the ways in which you are meant to influence, they are all bigger than whatever mountain you are trying to climb right now. And as I'm currently climbing the mountain that is, where is the money? That's my mountain. It's like, girl, you need to make some money. Okay. Like, I know you over here working on your personal passions, but you got to make some money. And so just, I'm kidding, but I'm serious, but that's a part of my mountain. But as I climb that, I am staying obedient to the ask. And that's kind of, I feel like you can't pray for things. Faith without work is dead, right? You can't pray for things and then not be obedient to the ask. If I'm asking God for certain things, certain blessings, I need to show God that I am a person who is worthy of those things. And so nothing is scarier to me than living a life that is not fulfilling. So when I'm overthinking, when I'm stressed, when I'm crying, when I'm running around here breaking down, that's some of the things that pulls me back. It's like, okay, growing is scary. Going to the next level is scary. But what's more scary is you never seeing if what you wanted is actually possible. What's more scary is never trying. I owe it to myself to try. You owe it to yourself to try. See, scary is a sneaky, limiting emotion. Almost everything we've been afraid of, once we actually conquered it, we realized it wasn't actually that scary at all. From the time you were a little girl, maybe you were scared to jump off the diving board into the water. You did it, and then you couldn't stop jumping. And so when you think about that metaphorically, what is it that you need to jump into right now so that you won't stop jumping? For me, it was this podcast, right? Along with some other things, but publicly, it's this podcast. And so when I say I'm redefining what these words mean, it's like scary just really means unknown. You really are apprehensive and your mind is trying to keep you safe. So what is more, to me, I would rather go with the unknown than to stay stuck in the what I do know that is not benefiting me. I would rather go with what I don't know than to stay stuck right here with what I do know that is not aligned with who I ultimately want to be. And so the next time you think about the growing pains and how things can be scary and being kind of just at an unrest with a decision that you need to make, I want you to evaluate, what is the most scary? Taking that jump, taking that dive into the pool and seeing what happens on the other side, or staying right here and being in the same place this time next year? I shared this in a previous episode. I started creating content in 2012. That was 12 years ago, way before influencer was a word, way before content creation was a job and a well-respected, well-sought-after career. And I beat myself up often because I always say, where could I be today if I had of just stayed consistent with it back in 2012? And even with this show, Beneath the Seams, I started it in 2019. And so same, I stopped doing it. Bought it back this year and it's great. I'm proud of myself for that. But I do beat myself up sometimes. I look at what podcasting has become and I'm like, how much further could I be if I would have just stuck with it? Now, I've gotten over that. I realized through a lot of self-work that I had to find my way back to these things because I wasn't ready then. And I needed to be a more evolved person. I needed to be a more responsible person to be able to steward well over certain blessings and certain gifts. But looking back at it, I would rather have tried and it does not work out than for me to wonder when I'm got my gray fro in the rocking chair at 90, what would have happened if I would have stuck with it. For me, it is way more scary to stay where you are than it is to overcome those fears and grow. And that's just the season that I'm in. I'm doing it scared. I know it sounds so cliche, but cliches are cliches for a reason. I'm a little like, it's painful. It's hard. It's really hard. It's probably more hard than it is scary. But I share with you guys all the time. What I struggle with the most is mentally. I can take actions once I have my mental together. And so the way I've been mentally staying grounded is checking in with my God and my gut to make sure that everything that I'm doing is a part of authentically expressing who I am, with the goal of helping the people who are assigned to me do the same. So I hope that made sense. I feel like I went all around the world and with this one a little bit. But I trust that if you are in a similar season, you felt me, you understand, and we see each other. Okay. So let's get into beneath the comments. I want to read some of my favorite comments from previous episodes. And also, you guys, go ahead and leave a comment. I read them in this segment. We also have a segment where I just want you guys to tell me what you are experiencing in life right now. What are you enjoying about life right now that's beautiful? Because no matter what we're going through, I want to be in a space of gratitude. Gratitude is so important to me in this season. And so I want you guys to express that with me because, you know, y'all my people. We see each other. So I want to read this comment from Not Your Average Trucking Coop 7614. She said, "Hey girl, I'm a trucker and your podcast keeps this 18-wheeler rolling. Very educational, inspiring, entertaining info. Love it. Keep doing what you do," with the hug emoji. Hugging you back, girl. First of all, shout out to all the women who are in non-traditional women roles, right? Those who are doing things in male-dominated spaces. So shout out to you, girl. Honk the horn, okay? Every time I drop a new episode, honk the horn. Honk it right now while I am shouting you out. Listen, this was so fun to read because I love, first of all, that you are listening while on the road. And I'm glad that I can bring a little entertainment, a little laugh, a little lightness, maybe sometimes even a little darkness, but in a way that is positive and fills you up. So thank you so much for leaving your comment and keep on doing what you do. Thank you for your encouraging words and keep on doing what you do because we need women like you. And then I read to you guys the comment earlier in the show, about the, conversation, wanting to reevaluate her relationship with God. So that was definitely a big standout, in the comment section beneath the comments from the last episode. I want to read a couple more. So Indie Soul, I think I've read one of your comments before. Let me find out you a returning supporter in the tribe. I think I read your comment before, or I have seen your name. The name is standing out to me. So if you are returning and you are a part of my community for real, shout out to you. Thank you for being here. We love a good returning sis. Okay. She said, "You truly get it and are living a beautiful human experience. I can see. I really have been distancing myself from people because it's so hard for me to access my depth and express it outwardly. But I can also feel it missing in most of my relationships. I too need therapy, but have also considered a mentor, someone like you that can really encourage my confidence in a way that clicks. Thanks for another great pod." So what I loved about her comment was the first sentence. She said, "You truly get it." And I do. But I loved the affirming of me getting it because I feel like so many of us who are deep and experience life more deeply are misunderstood. And so I wanted to be a voice in a space. It's like, nah, you're not crazy. We see each other. Like, it's not us. You know what I mean? We're just different. And so for her to watch this content, listen to it, and identify with that, that means a lot to me because, again, it is affirming that I am reaching my people and that the prayers that I'm praying for over you guys and over myself are being answered. So thank you so much for your comment. At the end of it, she says, "I too need therapy, but consider a mentor, someone like you that can really encourage my confidence in a way that clicks." And so that piece was also affirming because let's just say soon come, sis. I am a brand strategist, of course. So you guys know that there are big plans for this podcast in terms of how I really wanted to grow. I'm a little, not me being scared. I don't want to say too much too soon, but there will be an opportunity for us to all be in community very soon. And I want it to be a space that's really for us. So let me know in the comments if that's something you guys would be interested in, like her, in terms of having a space where we can have more intimate conversations, some live Zooms, maybe even some meetups. There are some things that I'm working on in the background. I just want to roll them out when it makes sense, like when God says go. And maybe her comment was God's way of saying go. And maybe I'm just being scary and I need to get over it. Okay. Because that was the name of this episode. I need to take my own advice. But let me know in the comments if that would be something that you guys would be interested in. And always feel free to shoot me if you aren't a public commenter. Like, for whatever reason, sometimes people just prefer to share their thoughts privately. Always feel free to shoot me a DM at Kayla Riggins on Instagram. And you can also shoot me an email and I'll be happy to contribute those comments to beneath the comment section as well. If for whatever reason you want to be anonymous or you want to share different things and you're happy to have them read publicly, but you just don't want your name disclosed. I understand. So shoot me a DM. It's at Kayla Riggins on Instagram and it's at Let's Go Beneath the Seams is the podcast page. Let's see. So just know soon comes this. Okay. You looking for mentorship, you looking for community, just know I'm working. Pray for me and my scariness. Pray for me to get over it. All right. I wanted to read one more. It was actually from, a previous episode. I want to read this one. She said, absolutely ate this up. This is, I'm going to mispronounce your name, Lil Sis. I'm going to spell it. I-E-S-H-A-L-E. I'm going to mess it up. It looks like it could be Aisha Leonte. I think that's it. Aisha Leonte. I-E-S-H-A-L-E-A-N-T-E. 7901. She said, you absolutely ate this up. I'm 19 and these streets ain't sent nothing but a what you doing text in a whole year. We all tired. And then she came back and edited the comment and said, I just finished watching the whole thing and we laughed and fell together. Thank you. I think this is exactly what I needed right now. I have definitely been feeling this hyper independence and it's so lonely. What I loved about her comment, first of all, she's 19. So thank you for finding this. Thank you for resonating with this because I feel like I have a responsibility to reach back. And the last comment that I want to read is from a sis who's 40. And I want to talk about that whole reaching back aspect. And so I love the fact that she is 19 and is so convicted in who she is to even be attracted to this type of content. Because at 19, I was mature, but I don't know if I had the wherewithal to really resonate with these types of conversations. So I love that you are there. And I also love that you shared your age because I feel like I have a greater responsibility to make sure that I'm helping you in any way that you need help because I'm a little bit older, just a little bit. I am a little bit older than you. And so with that comes more life experience. And so I appreciate you for just sharing. She said, I feel deeply and I've experienced a lot of hurt and not enough love. And at 19, I just want to wrap my arms around her and be like, girl, what's going on? But because she's so self-aware, I'm so excited for how she will grow and how she will overcome her growing pains as she continues to progress. So thank you so much for your comment and your kind words. I do not take it for granted. And then the last one I want to leave on beneath the comments. Why I had to say it so ghetto like that? Y'all know sometimes my New Orleans accent be coming out. I feel like it came out a little bit then. Y'all, somebody in the comments probably like, girl, it's always out. What you talking about? I don't think so. I don't feel like I have a strong New Orleans accent, but anyway, so Divine Chakras. Come on. I love that name. She commented on the episode titled Everything That They Told Us About the 30s is a Lie. And she said, I'm 40, still figuring out, but I have a vision. She said, 40 is when life actually starts. And yeah, the midlife crisis is a real thing. Blessings, you have a new subscriber. So thank you so much for being a new subscriber, but also at 40, which is the decade that I am tracking towards, right? I'm 33, so I'll be 40 in, ooh, my math ain't good. Child, how many years is that? 7 years. I'll be 40, but I was saying to an older friend a few weeks ago, I was like, y'all need to reach back, like reach back and pull us in. I feel like as millennials, we are the generation that's looked at as they're entitled. They don't want nobody to tell them nothing. And it's like, that's not true. Instead of having that we gonna let y'all figure it out approach. No, reel us in and help us figure it out. And so I appreciate her insight. Hers just simply saying, no, 40 is where you really get it started. Okay. And so I look forward to learning more from her and just looking forward to 40. One of me and my friends, Esme, also my line sister, we joke all the time saying, forward to 40. Like, that is where we know life is going to be even more popping. So I am looking forward to that. So thank you so much for sharing your comment. So if you want your comment to be read, go ahead and leave it up, blow it up. I love talking with y'all down there. I respond to pretty much everybody. I take time. I don't always respond right away because I like to be intentional, but I take time and really respond to and interact with y'all. So your comments mean a lot to me. Thank you so much for contributing to this space and to this show. Y'all are my people. So if you want your comments read and discussed on Beneath the Comments, go ahead and drop down and run it up. I look forward to keeping the conversation going down beneath the comments. Okay, so before we get out of here today, I always like to share something that I'm enjoying about life right now. Because no matter what's going on, no matter how good or bad it is, I always like to be in a season of expressing gratitude. God is so good. God is so kind. And our chance that we get every day when we wake up to just try again is something that I try not to take for granted. I am learning so much about myself, and I am exuding that in every way, and it is noticeable, and I am different in the way that I show up. And although my dating life is ghetto and non-existent in large ways, I am enjoying, I am enjoying the interactions I'm having when I'm out trying to date, attempting to date, and just meeting and getting to know these men. And we'll talk about this on, this will be a dedicated episode, but I spent so much of my 20s very focused, conservative. I wasn't having the experience of the 20 somethings that they tell you you should have. And now in my 30s, I feel like a woman. And I don't even know what that even means, but what I know it means for me is that I feel very confident and very sure of myself because I'm doing the work of figuring out who I am and owning that. And so it's showing up in all of my interactions. And so while I ain't closer to the altar and I don't got no true prospects, I am definitely enjoying just conversation and getting to know these men right now. So that's a little bit of my business. If you got an available brother, cousin, something like that, that's, you know, tall because your girl is 5'9", send her my way, okay? All right, let me get off this mic before I get carried away and this becomes a whole different episode about something else. Listen, I enjoyed having this conversation with you all. Wherever you are in your life, in your journey, if you are in a space where things feel hard right now and you are trying to overcome fear, if you are going through some growing pains and you just know, whatever, I got to get over it. Like, this hurts, this is hard, but I have to get over it. My wish for you, my prayer for you is that you simply find peace in the process of just figuring it out. That will do it for today's episode. I will see you guys later. Bye.